you might take some items down there. So make sure you put your name on them, your phone number on them, so that they can return these items as soon as they're no longer needed. But they are in desperate need of items, I'm telling you, whenever they run out of these items, they always make sure that we ask you for them. If you have anything extra, please take it down to the Holbrook High School. All the sleeping items. Keep pillow cases, blankets, as many as can be spared. Drop by, or if you call, there actually was a problem earlier with Highway 60, but Highway 60 is now open to Globe. All routes out of Solo are open, and I apologize for the confusion with the weather report that Highway 60 is closed. It is not closed. It is open. It is very crowded. There's a lot of people on it. There's a lot of things that are perfect, and very perfect. Sorry for the inconvenience. We want to let me see. Here's this information from Zone 2. Let me give you the names of all the rest of our radio stations so that if you haven't been evacuated and you need some information about the fire or the Red Cross, let me give you these radio station IDs so that you can tune in to these other stations if you can't get Z92. KRFM 96.5. KSNX is FM 93.5. KCUA, which is us, 92.1. KDJI, AM 1270. We have KVSL, AM 1450. And we have KVWM, AM 970. All those stations are broadcast in this information. Red Cross, not the Red Cross, the police and the evacuating people can see that you are gone from your house. They need it to be very visible. Put it on the outside of the house, either on your door if that's visible from the street. If it's visible from the street, then they can see it. It will spare them wasted time. And they can get to other people that they need to get to that have not been evacuated and need their services. Delta City High School, which is kind of cool, they have some sewer lines open. Delta City is not doing this now. Let's not tell you that then. They have just opened the Winslow Shelter. It's located on the corner of Darnley and Maple. You take exit 257 and you go all the way down to Darnley. The Winslow Shelter is now open. You can give them a call at 289-5876 and they'll be happy to take you. Now that means there's two places. There's one especially for breathing problems, and then now there's a regular Winslow Shelter located in the corner of Darnley and Maple. Take exit 257 and go all the way down to Donnelly. Now, the smoke situation is a little bit less than Winslow as well, so if you do have breathing problems and you don't need to go to a special place for anything special for respiratory, then I would suggest to go to the Winslow Shelter. It is now open, and that is awfully, awfully good news, because it's getting awfully crowded, even in the middle of town, it's cold, it's cold and it is very important that if you are an evacuee and you have not listed yourself with the Red Cross, It is imminent that you do that. It is so important for your loved ones and the people who are trying to find you, trying to figure out where you are, or trying to give you information about maybe something that they, maybe about your house or whatever they would need to get a hold of you for. They need you to register with the Red Cross. In order for you to do that, you call this number, 877-240, that's the fire information number. I'll give that to you anyway. But the Red Cross number is 336-6681. That's the area code 602. You registered not for yourself. It doesn't have anything to do with you, and I'm sure it's something that you're not even thinking about. It's something that you, because you've got all this other stuff that's on your mind. Calm down just a little bit and understand that there are people here who are going to be sick or something.